Did Alec Baldwin act negligently? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. We're about to find out from prosecutors in New Mexico if there will be any criminal charges from the 2021 accidental shooting on the set of the movie Rust, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
Police say Alec Baldwin pointed his prop gun at Hutchins while practicing a scene when it went off, killing her and wounding the director back in October of 2021. The actor says he was told by crew members that the revolver was not loaded. Baldwin has sued for negligence and insists he did not pull the trigger. An FBI forensic test of the revolver found it functioned normally and would not fire without the trigger being pulled. The DA says Baldwin is one of four people who could face charges.
Fox's Todd Pyro. President Biden's on his way to California to get an update on the response to recent storms that dumped feet of rain, causing flooding and hundreds of mudslides, blamed for at least 20 deaths. Vice President Harris is also going west on her way to Arizona.
But she will not visit the U.S.-Mexico border. Instead, she'll be attending the groundbreaking for a new renewable energy project outside Phoenix called the 10 West Link, which will include new power lines running from California to Arizona. While the president's border czar leaves town, mayors from across the country have come to town here in the nation's capital to talk about immigration at the annual mayor's conference.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The FBI has just offered $25,000 rewards, asking for the public's help trying to solve a series of abortion-related attacks targeting reproductive health clinics, pregnancy resource centers, and faith-based organizations. The U.S. can't borrow any more money. Fox's Jared Halpern explains from the White House.
The debt limit was reached today, but Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the department is taking what's called extraordinary measures to prevent a default until early June.
President Biden wants Congress to raise the limit without strings attached. House Republicans say no way. They have to have spending cuts attached. We have to change things. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We did just get an update from New Mexico on the shooting on the movie set Rust. Alec Baldwin, the actor and producer, he is going to face two counts of involuntary manslaughter in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. He's the one who pulled the trigger and said it was accidental. The armorer on the movie set, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, will also be charged with involuntary manslaughter. The assistant director has already signed a plea agreement on the charge of negligent use of a deadly weapon. That will include a suspended sentence and probation. No charges filed in the shooting that also left Joel Souza, the director of the movie Rust, injured. We just got an update on a congressman from Florida, Greg Stube, who was injured outside his house.
Florida Congressman Greg Stube remains hospitalized following a fall down a ladder at his home. A statement from his office says he was up about 25 feet cutting tree limbs, and someone nearby who witnessed his fall called 911. Stube's injuries are still being assessed, but are said to be not life-threatening, despite being kept in the ICU at a Sarasota area hospital. Stube was first elected to Congress in 2018. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Now sports news. The PGA will not like hearing about its rival, the controversially backed by Saudi Arabia.
LIV Golf will be on TV this year on the CW network. LIV Golf announced Thursday each of its 14 tournaments in 2023 will be accessible on the CW TV channel as well as the CW app. Live Golf CEO Greg Norman, whose league did not have a TV contract for its first season in 2022, noted that CW's reach includes 120 million households in the United States.
That's Fox's Jared Max on Wall Street, selling the Dow down 260 points. The Nasdaq's down more than 100. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.